Heavenly Father, we come this afternoon by blood of the Lord Jesus. We confess our sins. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you, Father, for our spiritual parents that has made this atmosphere available. The prayers that have gone ahead, I come to thank you for them, Father, for their patience and long suffering towards us that is making us great. Father, I pray that, Lord, they will see the travail of our souls upon my life, upon our lives, and they will be satisfied that labors will not be in vain. Father, as we go into your word, I need help. Lord, I recognize I need help. Father, I am weak, but I'm trusting that grace to make me strong. Lord, to enable me under the covering of set fathers in the house to teach, to preach, to minister effectively as an oracle of God. And as I speak, Lord, you cause our wills to be more submitted in humility. Lord, our minds to be enlightened with revelation knowledge of Christ's life, and our emotions to be controlled by the power of the Spirit. Father, I also ask for mercy to redeem the time, Lord, to speak as an oracle of God, not to say things that are unnecessary in the name of Jesus Christ. As we share your word, Lord, in your mercy and your grace, you will confirm the same with signs following in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Lord, just thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for that which you are doing now, Mr. We give all the praise and all the glory unto you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As I sat down there and I was about to come up, the thought just hit me. I just saw, like in a flash, their patience and long suffering toward me. Which is, Bible says that the Lord's patience and long suffering brings about repentance, and is also what makes us great. In spite of myself, this message we hear, like Pastor Wegu was sharing, it's not common. And it's not easy to share. Believe me, it brings persecution. Or it brings affliction. You know, it's not something you share that people, you know, it makes the crowd thin away initially. So we need to thank God. I thank God for them. They've been faithful to God's calling upon their life. They've been faithful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I also want to thank God for Pastor Ega's message. It was very, very lovely, thank God. And then Pastor Kunle's message last week on the fear of the Lord. It was after I shared that word and I was at the back there, I decided to pray and God started speaking to me and he gave me this word. And I titled it, The Return of the Glory and the Fear of the Lord. Let's say together, The Return of the Glory and the Fear of the Lord. You see, we've come to a time in which God's glory is about to be restored into his church. Mommy has spoken to us about this year has been a year of recovery, a year of restoration, and a year of release. The Bible talks about Lord Jesus coming of Acts. It says that whom the heavens must retain until the restitution of all things. What God is restoring in this day, the final thing I believe will restore is the first thing that we lost. The fear of God and the glory of God. The Bible said, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. So God is about to restore his glory to his church. But also, as he restores the glory is not going to come alone. It's going to bring about a palpable fear of the Lord. You see, we can't have glory without the fear. But the good thing is that we can start exercising ourselves in the fear of the Lord before the glory comes. You see, but once the glory comes, the fear of God will fill the church. You see, don't be afraid. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is pure, is clean, enduring forever. So it's not the kind of morbid fear of Satan. Why? You know the difference. I was praying for this message and getting out of myself. God told me. I said, what's the difference between the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. So how do I separate God's fear from Satan's fear? Very simple. That's the Bible says in Psalm 19 verse 9. It says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring. What is the difference? God's fear has mercy. But Satan's fear has no mercy. That was why when David sinned and numbered the people, God came and told him and said, choose three things. What do you want God to do or to allow? He looked at everything and said, He said, no. Let me just fall into the hands of God. Why? Because God is reaching mercy. So we must be expecting the fear of the Lord. It's wonderful. You know, it's not something you cringe away from. So let me define. Let's put some definitions behind this. What is the glory of the Lord? The glory of the Lord is the manifestation of the presence and the power of God that men can see. the glory of God? The glory of God is the manifestation of the presence and the power of God that God can see. Thank God for the choir, the song they sang. In the book of Exodus chapter 3, Moses was saying, Lord, show me your glory. That means that it's something you can see. So it's not something that we can imagine. It's something that God wants us to see. So let's open our Bibles to the book of Exodus chapter 24. Exodus 24 verses 15 to 17. I'll give us a background of this. Thank God for Pastor Boyd's message. Really blessed and encouraged me. You know, here God called, if you read verse 1, I've just mentioned it. God called Moses, Aaron, Nadab and Abihu and 70 elders to come up to the mountain. Can you imagine? He called, it's a privilege, my brethren, for God to call you. It's a privilege. He called Moses, Aaron, Nadab and Abihu and the 70 elders to come. They all went to the mountain. That's the background. So verse 15, what does verse 15 say? Let's read together. And Moses went up into the mount. And a what? Cloud covered the mount. What covered the mount? A cloud. Next verse. And what? The glory of the Lord abode upon the mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it what? 6 days. And the seventh day, he called unto Moses out of the midst of a cloud. So the glory of God will manifest as a cloud. I know the thing is, he now called Moses to come up either. That is, those guys said, let them stay down here at the foot of the mountain. Now, you, Moses, come up. Next verse. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm grateful. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like what? Devouring fire on top of a mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. To Moses, it was a cloud. To those that are underneath in the camp, it was divine fire. So you see, everybody say, the glory of God manifests like the cloud and like the devouring fire. You see, don't be afraid of that word. It said like, it is not. Like a cloud, it is not. You know, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit descended upon the Lord Jesus Christ like a dove. So what are we saying? He said this, look, that glory when it manifested looked like a cloud and was like a devouring fire. Now, but what I want you to see is that the Bible said in sight of what? All Israel. Everybody saw it. Everybody in the camp saw that glory. And that's why when they misbehaved, just Moses, when God was talking to them, he said, all these people that have seen my glory these 40 years and my miracles I've done in Egypt, he said, they will not enter the land. So with the glory also comes miracles. So they saw it. Everybody saw it. The last person I want to mention is because Pastor Wigga preached about him, Stephen. Towards the end of his sermon in Acts chapter 7 verse 55, Stephen said something. You know, before they stoned him, he said what? He said, but he being full of the Holy Ghost, let's look at, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw what? The glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. So we can see it. And we have come to that season in which God will manifest his glory. That's why I define it as the glory of God is the manifestation of the presence and the power of God that men can see, both Christian and unbeliever. They will see it. Some will see it as a cloud, some will see it as a pillar of fire or a devouring, like a devouring fire. If it's a devouring fire, then most people have gone up, will have devoured him. Are you following me? So that is like that. Now you see, the glory of God we're expecting, it's going to settle all controversies. You see, but before we get there, there's a scripture that I saw when I was praying for this message. God's power is hid inside his glory. Let's say it together. God's power is hid inside his glory. That when that glory comes, there will be miracles, there will be signs and wonders. Things that we have hitherto been unable to reach out to will just be given to us like that. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Habakkuk chapter 3 verses 3 to 4 in Amplified. Amplified. Let's read together. See, God approaching from Sinai, talking about that incident, came from Teman, which represents Edom, and the Holy One from Mount Paran in the Sinai region. spots. Come listen, think about that. His glory covered what the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. Next verse. Thank you, Lord. And what? Let's do it together. And what? His brightness was like the sunlight rays, streamed from what? His hand. And there in the sun-like splendor was what? The hiding of his power. The hiding of what? God's power. That's what we are expecting. That's what we are expecting. And we should long for it. And should pray that it comes. Because God himself said, in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, said, as long as I listen, the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. As the waters cover the sea. That word must come. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14 in Amplified. We come to that time. The knowledge has been given unto us. Are we there? Amplified says, but the time is coming, and now is, that the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as waters cover the sea. The epignosis of the knowledge. We are privileged. Very privileged. Very privileged people. I dare say we're peculiar people here. For God to share these things with us that Pastor and Mama have been sharing with us for years. And we need to thank God Almighty that we are alive right at the verge. For us at Kadesh Barnea. We need to thank the Lord. So what are we saying? That is the glory of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? I said it is clean and endure it forever. It is the certainty of his judgment when we disobey, and the security of his mercy when we obey. That's the difference between God's fear and the fear of man. Anytime God manifests whatever looks to us like judgment, is mercy. Because he sits on the mercy seat. Thank God for Pastor Andrew's message. So what are we saying? Pastor Kule mentioned, read from Hebrews chapter 2 the other day, verse 2. And said that, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? We can't escape. Oh. There's no escape route if we neglect it. This message of perfection. So how can we escape? Are we there? Says, put it on two first. Says, how... Verse 2, please. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received what? A just recompense of reward. Next verse. It says, well, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? It's not talking about being born again, no? Because it was not written to unbelievers here. The Hebrew Christians were already born again. Are you following me? Actually, if we neglect such a great salvation, which at the first was began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Or believe better things about us. That we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but we believe to the saving of the soul. That is our portion. Praise the Lord. So we can't escape. Now also, Pastor has taught us, what is the fear of Lord? How do we need to understand what it is? It is the instruction of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 3. It is what? The instruction of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 33. I said, it is what? The instruction of what? Wisdom. The fear of the Lord is what? Instruction of wisdom. And before all is humility. What is the fear of the Lord if I would define it? It is what makes you obey him quickly and completely. That's it though. It is not shaking. You can be shaken and be disobedient. This message came to me, was it about 2 Saturdays ago? God just woke me up. And I was about to bring, I told my wife, only God has spoken to me about the fear of the Lord. We're about to come for Gideon's army. And God spoke to me. I was being lazy that morning. And it reminded me of when Gideon's army started. That for the first year, I was not late for a single meeting. I came late only once I can remember. And when I came late, I'm not bragging, please understand me. When I came late, that day the meeting had not started. Although I was late. I also reminded me of the second instance. That was the day we are rushing to come for Gideon's army prayer meeting. And I woke up after I finished praying. I rushed to the bathroom. I started having my bath. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, it is more important for you to go for the prayer meeting without praying. Now for you to pray and get there late. that when the battle for Obama's election was very tough. So I looked like, who's talking to me in the bathroom like this? You know how it would be. I said, God didn't talk to you. We go to church. Mommy walks in. And the first thing she said, that some of you remember, she said, it's more important for you to come here without having your bath and for you to have your bath. I said, sure. The fear of the Lord translates to quick and total obedience. That's how you know. So if you are always getting to work on time and you are coming to church late, you do not fear God. Let me see. If I'm getting to work on time and coming to church late as a habit, I don't fear God. That's it. Let's face facts. It's not to make us afraid, but it's to make us correct our ways and give honor to whom honor is due. So every one of us has something to repent of. Quick and complete obedience. We'll look at one example. Let's look at Abraham. Genesis 22, we'll read from verse 1. Help me to redeem this time, Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, after these things, that God did what? Tempt Abraham, said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, Abraham. Next verse. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a what? Burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I would tell thee of. Dramatic. Next verse. And Abraham did what? Rose up early in the morning. Let's say together. Abraham did what? Rose up early in the morning. Quick obedience. He did not delay. That's our father of faith. To delay is to disobey. Abraham did what? Rose up early in the morning and saddled his horse and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and a ram. Did we see that there? He had made up his mind. If God tells us to do something, we will have a particular agenda. Because they leave this thing, this church are doing, don't do it again. Say, yes, sir. I'm not going to do it again. Then that you go and employ. I'm not saying leave your business, please. It's not wrong. But I'm just saying, in there are some instances that go say, stop this thing you are doing. They say, okay, I will stop. I won't do it again. Then underneath, you start doing something else. Abraham did not take any ram with him. Are you following me? And what was, and he took two of his young men, and he clear wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God told him. We know the story. He got there, he was about to kill Isaac. Then something happened that showed that he feared God, and God himself testified to it. Let's move to verse 11. We need to redeem the time. Let's see. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of where? Heaven. And said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here what? I am. Next verse, we'll see now. This is the fear of the Lord. And he said, let's go, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For what? Now I know. Let's go. Now I know. Let's go. One more. Now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. That's the fear of the Lord there. It is the obedience to the instruction that God gives you, either through his word or that is revealed to you. Generally obeying the word, and there's something that God will tell you personally. You must be quick, quick, quick. Don't waste time. Or let me put the degree to which you are quick, shows the degree to which you fear God. So God wants us to fear him more. Why? Because his glory is coming. Why? The degree to which you fear God will determine the degree to which you carry glory or what you carry. The other example is, now I won't turn there, Pastor Kunle mentioned it, you can put it on the board. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. It says that God won't know how things to happen. He had never reigned before. He had never reigned before. And Abraham, we are privileged to have the old canon of scripture. There was nothing Noah could refer to. Bible said, and Noah was moved with fear. That is, it was not like I was shaking. But said, I know the certainty of God's judgment and the security of his mercy. If he said it, he would do it. So he built that ark. And this was God spoke to my age of 500. 100 years later, I went on 600. That when something came, he said, he moved with fear. He moved with fear. Quickly!
For Noah and for us, it's a race of time against time. Because you see, if you had not finished that ark by that time, the flood will still come. So you have to be ready. So it was a race against time for him. So the last example I'll just mention is Lord Jesus Christ. Partly mentioned, he said, Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7, he said, who in this flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong kind and tears unto him that was able to sing for death, and it was heard in that effect, yet did what? Learned the obedience by the things which he suffered. So the fear of the Lord has to do with obedience to God's instruction. Praise the Lord. So you see, what happens when we don't keep those instructions is like Lord whispered to me. It's a sobering thought. Revelation 22. It's that if anyone should take out of the things written in this book, say his own part shall be taken away. If you continue in disobedience to what God tells you, the things that it is not a cause, that will not be our portion. But we need to say it. So you can take it. So anytime you keep missing something for a long time, you can quickly correct yourself. When you start omitting those which are matters of the law, part of that which is that person's destiny is being taken away. It's not God that takes it away. It is taken away by what we do or what we don't do. So why is this message very important for us? Praise the Lord. One, I have about 6 points here. I just mentioned them. I'll keep them on. It is God's desire and requirement that we fear him. Let's say together. It is God's desire and requirement that we fear him. There's no point being having the fear of God if God doesn't want us to have it. This is his Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It is also his prayer for us to fear him. Jesus Christ said in Luke 12 verses 4 and 5. Luke 12. Jesus Christ was telling the disciples. He wasn't talking to unbelievers. He was telling the disciples, I've just taken this verse. Just taken. I said, and I say unto you, my friends, how many of us here are friends of God or want to be friends with God? So let's be together. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. Don't be afraid. The church of Lord Jesus Christ is coming to a place that will lose totally the fear of man. That God will send you on a mission and you will declare it in spite of them. Amen. Next verse. It says that, but I will forewarn you whom you have feared. Fear him which after he had killed had the power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Fear God though, and keep his commandments. Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 29. Lord, help me to redeem the time. Please, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 29. Let's hurry up. Oh! It was God. It was a heart cry. I said, oh, that the salvation of Israel might come out of Zion. Say, oh! God was sitting on his throne. And looked at the children of Israel. Pastor, what God was saying? In the wilderness, said, oh! Oh! That there was such an heart in them that they would do what? Fear me and do what? Keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. So you see, if we fear God, it's a blessing. You guarantee your generation. So the reverse is the same, but we'll do the positive one. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12. 10, 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord God require of thee? But what? To fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve him, serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. So you see, that's the order. You cannot say I love God if you don't fear him. You know why? He says that God, what God requirement is to fear him. When you not fear him, you will not show in your love for me. You know why? What that means is when you know somebody's character, you know how you deal with him. And you know, you so you can be his friend. So you don't do something that will hurt him. You always be seeking to please him. That's why Jesus Christ now said the same, but in a different way in the book of John. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So he says, to fear him, I follow him, and then to love him. Then if you don't do step one, step two, you can't serve him with your spirit. You just be a thinking symbol. So the second point I have here is that God is about to appear in his glory. Let's say God is about to appear in his glory when it's set time to favor Zion. Let's open to Psalm 102 verses 13 to 16. Pastor pointed this out to me. Send it up to me. Send it to me. Are we there? It says, let's say, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for it is time to favor her. Yea, the set time has come. How come God is arising at this time to show mercy on Zion? I will ask another question to answer this question. There must be a reason. Why? Because the Bible says that God gives mercy to the honest. That means we have come into a time in Zion that people are going to get very honest with God, down to earth. So when God sees that condition, it will arise and have mercy upon Zion. For what? The set time to favor her, to give her grace, has come. Next verse. For thy servants take pleasure in our stones, revelation knowledge, and favor the dust thereof. Fine revelation. Next verse, next verse, next verse. So, let's look at, so the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. Look at fear and glory. Next verse. When the Lord shall do what? Build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Pastor has taught excellently well how God is going to build up Zion. When this occurs, the heathen shall fear God. Why? Because of the manifestation of fear of God and the power of God and the glory of God. Praise the Lord. So with this at the back of our mind, we don't ask very important scripture, which now enables us to know how to behave ourselves in the house of God. Psalm 89 verse 7. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's regard our God is greatly to be feared. Not just ordinary fear. God is greatly to be feared. We are in the assembly of his saints and to be heard what in reverence of all them that are about him. It's sobering. But we do thank God that he has kept us thus far. And nothing has happened. That's why when Pastor God was shouting, preaching, I was almost shouting. Now, why when they misbehaved and built that golden calf, Moses knew that if I leave this tabernacle here with the presence of God, they would die. So he quickly dismantled this. One, two, three. Took it outside the camp. Inomorara. You don't know what we are talking about, the glory of God. It's not because God doesn't like us. No, understand that. Let me, God help me. It's like you have all these power lines that you see that always hum. It's like one of them should drop on the ground. High tension cable. And then you now go and grab it. It's not because, that's what we are talking about. It's not because the Nepa people don't like you. That's why they put it so far up so that it will not. That's the same way Moses took it out of the camp. And since that time, that tabernacle, the glory of God, has been outside the camp. That's what Hebrews says, chapter 13. He said that if we must not go without the camp, go and meet him. It is love, it is mercy. It is love, and it is mercy. Are you following me? So, with that at the back of our minds, let's look at two examples, Nadab and Abihu. The Bible says, train up your child in the way I should go. When it's old, will not depart from it. Pastor, we are sharing beautifully about Aaron. This is the same Aaron that built the golden calf. So you can see that I wasn't training his children. Leviticus chapter 9. Let me just give you a background. You see, God told Moses, he said, he wants to reveal his glory. So he said, Moses, tell Aaron and his children. He said that, I want to reveal my glory to you. So he gave them instructions to do, to the letter. He said that you get a sin offering. You also get a burnt offering. And then you get a peace offering. And then you will offer it. That when you offer it, the glory manifests. So they obeyed. Aaron took the sin offering, took the burnt offering, and the peace offering, and he offered it. Now, before the glory manifested, something happened. It wasn't until Aaron and Moses came out and blessed the people. That's what covering does. So they could see that glory. When he blessed them, the fire came down and consumed the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offering. Why are they doing that? What is the sin offering? When you use the blood of God's Christ to confess your sins, that's the sin offering. What is the burnt offering? When you pray with all kinds of prayer, Bible says, presenting your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That now takes you to the peace offering. That will be communion prayer. But be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And the what? Peace of God. That peace of understanding will keep you out of mind. That's the peace offering. Why are you doing it? I encourage us, let us continue to do it. Let not your hands be slack. Soon and very soon. Sooner than we expected, the glory will come. Now, after that, you know, that's, I'll mention, Leviticus chapter 9, verse 6. Let me just read. I'll just mention it. Verse 6, what does it say? 6, it says, and Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that you should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. You will see it. So once you are offering your sin offering, your burnt offering, your peace offering, regularly, the glory will manifest. It's a sure banker. And in verse 20, help me, Lord Jesus, 24, Bible said, the fire came down and it consumed the offering. Now, with this at the back of your mind, let's go to Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1. So these funny boys that were not trained by their father. It's obvious, if your dad builds a golden something, you cannot obviously what the children will do. So you do. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took what either of them is censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered what? Strange fire before the Lord, which he did what? Commanded them not. You see, the problem was not the incense. The problem was not the... It wasn't the censer. It wasn't the fire. Because the censer was given to them by God. The incense was given, but it wasn't a false incense. And then the fire they took, they took it from the altar. But the issue is that God did not command them. So God did a strange thing that never happened before. Next verse. And Nadab and Abihu, and there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Period. Period. If your dad refuses to train you, I will train you. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. I believe they went to heaven, no, but prematurely. So that they will not continue, like Pastor was sharing with us, that generation again, they will get Nadab and Abihu, they will give up to salvation, and they will keep on misbehaving. If this not worked and nothing happened, the people have been divided, which what is happening in the church today. Babylon is talking, which we are talking. But that day has come and is now, and the fire of the Lord will come down to settle the controversies concerning Zion. So the fire of the Lord consumed them. Verse 8. Something happened. I don't know. After that, God told them, said, don't cry, but keep your mouth shut. And service continued. Service continued though. He told his relatives, he said, come and carry them. Carry them, carry them. Cry, okay. If you had cried, what would have been saying is that, God, you are unjust. The God of the old, I shall not do right. So when God chastens you, you say, thank you, sir. Or else, what you are trying to, the impression you are giving people is that, how can God do this to me? After all, that means God is wrong, but what that is right. He chastens every son whom he receives and scourges. If Aaron had done what he should have done, his death would never happen to their children. Nobody needed to tell Eleazar, the third son. He behaved well. He behaved himself. What does verse 8 say? And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, next verse. The same chapter, next verse, verse 9. Let's read God. Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go where into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. That means it concerns us. The Bible did not say they drank. But how come it was after they died that God now told, this is the first time, he said, don't drink wine. How boy, see, where I want to mutti? What going to God, Gony? Yeah.
That's the saying in those days that say Sharon a bastard. Well, God forgive me. God didn't say they drank. But outcome is that same, if you read it down, I mentioned it. But the lesson to learn there is this. Anytime to come into the tabernacle in God's presence, be sober. That's the lesson. Be sober. Be sober. Don't come to church with a clean leg. Be sober. Be sober, Father, forgive me. So that's what happened. So, you see, that is why it is important. The glory of God is about to be appeared. The third point I have is that men and saints may depart from evil. You see, you can bind and confess. There is something that will hold you when all those things seem to fail. The fear of God. When you remember that, Kai, God will kill me. No. There is a certainty. So all the things that is, whatever it is, he will clear. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Proverbs chapter says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by what? The fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Joseph is a good example. I won't go there. So how can I do this now, sin against God? The Bible didn't say he wasn't tempted though. The Bible said he wasn't tempted though. But he recognized the certainty of his judgment and security of mercy. That if you do this thing, that's the end of the dream. How many dreams have been lost in the body of Christ? Because of no self-control. That's what happened to Esau. Esau did not know the certainty of God's judgment and the security of his mercy. He thought he could get away with it. That was the end. Folks, this is not a day to go out not prayed up. This is not a day to allow your flesh to govern you. It's dangerous. Wow. The best example is Ananias and Sapphira. We don't have to turn there. You know what happened to them? What they did, it doesn't seem like what people are doing in church today. It seems... they sold a portion of their land. It was their own. They kept some of it. And they came and for Thanksgiving. And Pastor Peter stood there. And Ananias came. He said, how much did you sell this land? And he said, so. We're still dancing. And Peter said, how come you've decided to lie to the Holy Ghost? Why did that thing happen? The standard in the church had been raised up. Look, we're not talking about the Corinthian church here. We're talking about the church that's just been born with the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's Corinthian church that you find people you just want the value of Satan. Yeah. That's mercy. But you see, there was a standard that had been set by people like Barnabas. So what happened? The guy died. 3 hours later, the wife came. If only she had been quick to come to church with the husband, that they should not have died. Because as the husband is falling down, say, God. Before they asked him the question, say, and you know what just came to me now? Maybe while that thing happened, and she was there, and cried to God, probably Peter would have raised him. Would have been the one to stand in the gap. As at that time, Peter had been raising people. Would say, my Lord, this is my husband. Please, we made a mistake, but please let mercy speak on our behalf. But there was nobody to stand in the gap. She was still busy at home. Painting the face, misbehaving, cooking. Yes, why would the husband be in church? And 3 hours after, bro, the service is on. What is your grace? 3 hours after, you are just coming to church. The service has finished. No fear of God. Now, you know what I want us to read there is this, the end of the matter. Acts chapter 5, let's read verse 10. This is where Sapphira fell down. We'll read 10, 14, and 15. And then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. Next. The believers were the more added. Look at the result. That means God stamped it. Well done. Added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women. Next verse. In so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter. That means Peter did the right thing. The same thing that said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? God endorsed it. Peter passing by might overshadow them. God upgraded Peter's anointing. To show you that, yes, you are my son. If Peter had kept quiet, who do you think would have fallen down? If I send you to somebody to go and warn them, and you do not warn them, I require their blood in your hand. Hello, Zion. Hello, Zion. Isaiah 33, verse 14 and 17. 14 to 17. Isaiah 33. The sinners in Zion are what? Afraid. Faithfulness are surprised the what? Hypocrites. Ananias and Sapphira. They died the same way that Nadab and Abihu died. They carried them out also. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting bondage? It's not saying that doesn't want us to dwell. Don't miss the point. He now gives us a criteria of things that we need to do. Just like if you buy a phone now, you read the instruction, they will say, okay, charge it for so and so, put the battery in, put in a SIM card. If you obey that instruction, the phone will work. That's a very simple instruction. Next verse. He that what walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, and he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. That's the mind. Thinking only of things that are true, honor of just pure, love of the prophets and praise. He shall dwell on high Mount Zion. His place, please don't mercy on me. He shall dwell on high, his place of defense. But upon all the glory shall be a defense. Shall be the munition of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His water shall be sure. We are well taught. So we know we're not talking about physical bread and water. Are you following me? So who shall dwell? Verse 17. Verse 17. Thine eyes shall see what? The king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is afar off. Yes. So God is not saying that he doesn't want us to dwell there. But if you want to dwell there, these are the conditions. Just like you want to go to a university or anything, they give you the conditions that you must fulfill before you qualify. And God wants us to. That's why he has given us pastors. After his own heart, pastor and mommy, they taught us. They said, just don't wait till you sin. Just say, Father, I confess my sins. Just be doing it. Just be doing it non-stop in faith. So don't wait till your sin finds you out. Quickly. Are you following me? So that's it. Then the fourth point I have, it is a day of vengeance and recompense as the Lord returns to settle the controversies concerning them. I'll say it again. It is what? Let's say, a day of vengeance and recompense as the Lord returns to settle the controversies concerning Zion. See, they shall be mine. Now you shall discern the righteous and the wicked, them that serve God and that serve it not. Isaiah 34, verse 8. Let's just go straight to NIV. NIV says it's better, so we don't waste time. For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of retribution. To oppose Zion's cause. Zion has only one cause. My little children of whom I travail in birth unto Christ before me. That is the cause of Zion. The manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. Shall a nation be born at once? Yes. As soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth. That is Zion's cause. That is what God is waiting for. Nothing more. Isaiah 35 verses 1 to 6. I will read. God wants to uphold the cause of Zion. Many of us may be weary. You say, we've been hearing these things for a long time. It happens to me. I was telling Pastor, we were just talking. I said, I can remember great men of God that have come here to share this word. They've changed now. They don't even talk about it. And they seem to be blessed. So one day I sat down and I said, God, help me, Lord. If this person has shared it, I can give you examples. we're talking about this manifestation. Let me get real. And I sat down there. I was in my Bible. I was in from Hebrews chapter 6. And the Lord spoke to me. I said, I was just thinking. Thoughts were flying. Maybe it's the devil or me. I don't know. I said, ah, Papa Kelly, he has come here. I said, this thing is dead. Glory has not come. You know those things, we don't say them, but you know, they just run across your mind. And the Lord spoke to me. He told me, he said, from Hebrews chapter 6 towards the end. He said, when God could not swear by anything, swore by himself. Say, bless you now, bless you. Multiply, multiply you. This is where he got to me. I can't remember. He says that those of us that have come to lay hold upon the hope that is set for. He says, sure and steadfast, which entered within the anchor to your soul. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. God has sworn in his holiness. I say, for by two immutable things, in which is impossible for God to lie, that we may have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope that is set for us, which hope we have as an anchor to the soul, which is sure and steadfast, which enters within the veil. Christ in us is the hope of glory. There's no other message. There's no other message. It says, sure banker, it will happen. It's going to happen, folks. You see, we all get into these things at times. You know, the enemy comes, discourages you. You don't have this, you don't have that. You know, it happens. I won't lie. I'm not a perfect person. Elijah is a matter of life passions. But I sat down and said, God, I Satan just cornered me. Look at this one. Look at this one. Maybe this one came. He talked about it. Now he's doing this one. Ah! The Spirit of God just spoke to me. That is why this is the thing that is the uttermost thing. If you want to please God, seek after this thing. I don't want us to take too much time on it. So you see, Isaiah 35 verse 1. Let's read. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. Let's look at it. It is good part. And the desert shall rejoice and blossom as well. Say wilderness. Say desert. Wilderness. Desert. Next verse. It shall blossom what? Abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. And what? The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall what? See the glory of the Lord. Say not I unto you, if thou wouldest believe, you will see the glory of God. You shall see the glory of God. And what? The excellency of our God. The excellency of wisdom. Next verse, please. Strengthless, you can strengthen ye the weak hands. Confirm the feeble knees. Next verse. Say to them of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, what your God will come. Your God will come with what? Vengeance. Even God with a recompense. And he will save you. Next verse. Then the eyes of a blind shall be opened, and the ears of a deaf shall be unstopped. Next verse. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. Say wilderness. Say desert. Waters will break out in the wilderness of the human mind. I want to read to you. We are looking to the daughter. To the girl. Pastor, I was saying that, he said that the genius uses 10% of his brain. And I said to myself, God help me. If I can give you a tithe of my brain, what will happen? The windows of heaven will be open upon that brain. That means I must spend enough time with God. And streams were in the desert. Waters that break out speaks about the spirit of that measure. Streams speak about the bold anointing. It's going to happen. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. Look, there's no blind man walking in the wilderness. He's talking about our mind. So he's talking about the wilderness of the human mind. And streams were in the desert. This cup brings me what mommy said. This is the most important part of his message. That is a year of restoration, the year of recovery, restoration, and a year of what? Release. The spirit has been released. Because of that release, the year of what? Recovery. You recover all. Everything. Don't let's think about material and financial, but that is part of it. But you recover that mind, that ability that Adam lost in the garden, that he could name all the animals. Be encouraged, children. It is your time. It is your time, children. multiplex, like Pastor said. Get an understanding of this thing. Walk in them. We can be in the vanguard. We will be by the grace of God in the vanguard. Don't play around. Don't mess around with sin. Those of us that are about this age, we are Joshua's and Caleb's. But you guys are the ones that God is waiting on. And thank God we have parents that have taught us, not like Aaron that couldn't teach his children. So the onus is upon you. Amen. Don't be quiet. It's a fact. Amen. Let's take responsibility. Yes. We may not do everything at the same time, but let's start. Yes. Let us agree with God and say, God, it is true. I will do it. Yes. A just man falls sometimes, but he will stand up. God will uphold him. Someone say we'll make mistakes along the day, but we'll get up. Yes. So, from what mommy shared, it's a time of recovery, restoration, and release. It's all there. The Bible says, Psalm 23 says, he leadeth me beside still waters. He restored my soul. That is what is recording. That is what is restoring your soul. You see, when that soul is restored, then all the financial and material blessings will come. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul is restored. That's what is happening. Praise the Lord. So God will do that. And the last thing I have here, God, that is the really one that really concerns us. It's still part of this same point. Is that God now, because of that real spirit, that measure, he wants to give us the hidden riches in secret places. It's the same, I'm still continuing the same thought pattern. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 3. Isaiah 45 verse 3. Are we there? What's it? And I will do what? Give thee. Say, God will give me treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, we call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. He's not talking about going to go and start looking for hidden things in dark areas. He's talking spiritually here. He said, I will give you what? The treasures of darkness. Paul said, he said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That the excellency of the power not be of us, but of God. It's a treasure. It's there. In darkness. Why? God who shines from the light of darkness has shown and has to show the glory of the Lord Jesus in the face. The glory of God, the Father, in the face of Jesus Christ. God wants to shine light on that mind. This is what God is about to do. So you see why it's important for us to fear God. You know why? There is a key to it. It won't just happen like that, even though he wants to give us. Psalm 25 verse 12. There's a key. Hurry, hurry. Psalm 25 verse 12. What man is he that fear the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. You see, when you start walking in the fear of God, you know what to do. Yes, that's how you can know. So when things that are enticing come to you, you know what to do. So if I do this, so this one will affect my prayer life. Ah, me, Lishin. That's it, though. That's how we have been surviving, no? That's how I've been surviving, no? By the grace of God, under covering. The one that I don't choose if here, they will block it. They say, there you go back there. That's what covering is for. Because many times we fail. Next verse. Help me, Lord Jesus. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Next verse. This is why it's good to fear God. What? The secret. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. I will give you the hidden treasure of darkness, the hidden riches in secret places. That is the key, the fear of the Lord. What is the covenant? Hebrews says, this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I'll put my laws in their heart, I'll write them in my mind. Nobody shall say, no, they shall know me for least greatest. He wants to give us the power to get wealth. That we may establish this covenant upon the earth. If God gives you that ability of a man of Christ, that pastor has taught us, what do you want to do with that kind of wealth? Are you going to do what Pastor Guya said about that guy? Your mom will die, they're flinging money like this in the air. I can tell you what will happen. No, what happened to Herod in the book of Acts? An angel smote him. That's all. Quick. One more verse before we move on. Isaiah chapter 33, verses 5 and 6. Put NIV. Isaiah 33, verses 5 and 6. Lord, please help me to redeem the time. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness. Next verse. Let's read God. It will be what? The sure foundation for your times. A rich store of what? Salvation and wisdom and knowledge. Say salvation, wisdom and knowledge. Now, what is the key? The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. That's the key. So the earlier we start working, the greater degree of fear of God, the earlier this kingdom will come. That's the key. So you wonder why we have not been expressing it as we ought to. Because we have not done what Abraham did. Quick to obey and to complete obedience. That's the key. Praise the Lord. Bible says that in him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Also there are personal blessings. I've just mentioned them. You know, they can put it on the board. Exodus chapter 1 verse 7 speaks about two women. They were Egyptians. Shifra and Pua. The king told them, the Pharaoh said, kill all the firstborn of Israel. But you know what they did? They said that they disobeyed the king. We need to get to that place. So, like Shifra mentioned, we said, oh king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. We have come to brother. Are you going to fear God or going to fear man? Man, look at what happened. Bible says God made them families. It wasn't, he said, King James said, he built them houses. Not physical, that's part of it. But see what it means that he made them a family. Generation, thank you, sir. Exodus chapter 1, verse 17. Hurry. Exodus chapter 1, verse 17. But the midwives feared God and did not, as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men, children alive. Verse 21. And it came to pass because the midwives feared God that he made them houses. NIV says he made them a family. Generations. You know what? When I was meeting, what God told me? What this means is that when the plague started in Egypt, it didn't affect them. They should have been destroyed when they, because they were Egyptians. But because they did not kill the firstborn, God gave them a family, a generation. So when others were dying and the firstborn of Pharaoh died, this one survived. We give God the glory. Yeah. Also guarantees fruitfulness. Psalms 128 verses 1 to 4. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Next verse. For what? Thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Next verse. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of her house, and thy children like olive plants wander about the table. He's not talking spiritual alone. He's talking physical. It is the will of God. Let's walk in the fear of God. Next verse. Behold, that thou shall the man be blessed. That what? Fear God. Let's fear God. She might jump on the earth. It guarantees long life. Proverbs 10:27.
The fear of the Lord prolongeth what? Days. But the years of wicked shall be shortened. Long life. When you decide to fear God.
You know why? Because the Bible says in the book of Psalms chapter 34 verse 7 says, the angels of the Lord encamp around those that fear him. I follow me. Also it guarantees divine provision. 34:9. Psalm 34 verse 9.
Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints. How many people are saints here? So oh, fear the Lord, ye saints. For what? There is no one to them that fear him. Amen, everybody.
Amen. Because I don't have something, does not mean I should keep quiet. God has given me the solution. Amen. Fear me.
Obey my commandments. The other day I was reading my Bible and God just spoke to me. He said, your healing is not hinged on anything. It is dependent on your obedience. Exodus chapter 15 verse 27. He said, if you keep this commandment, my statutes and this, I'm not a healer you. It's hinged on how you obey God's commandments. The ball is not caught, folks. Praise the Lord. By his mercy and grace. So the last point I have is that to turn men from darkness to light and from Satan to the true God in this day of gross darkness, that truth is falling in the streets. That was the commission God gave Paul. Said to turn men from darkness and from Satan to the true God, that they might receive an inheritance, you know, among them are sanctified. When the glory manifests and the fear of God manifests at the same time, what will happen? But I said, those that are sat in darkness saw great light, they will move. You don't need to do any evangelism. I also won't do evangelism. When they see the glory, somebody's coming to church and he moves afar off. It looks like a fire. And he says, he wants to call the fire brigade. And he moves now. This is not fire, it's a cloud. You say, what is wrong with me? Then he moves back again. It happened in Azusa Street Revival. And the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. That's the promise he has given us. Let God be true and every man a liar, it will come to pass. So, the last scripture before we go to the how, Isaiah 59, we'll start from verse 14. There is so much darkness in the world. Perhaps the truth has fallen in the streets. Are we there? Let's start reading. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14. 54, 14. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. That is very true. What is going on? Not only in Nigeria, everywhere. Justice standeth afar off, for truth is falling where in the streets. And equity cannot enter. What is the basis for truth, guys? Thy word is truth. This is reality. What God says. Next verse. Yea, truth is failed. Truth failed. Fail it. And he that departed from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it and displeased him. There was no judgment. You are trying to do the right thing, and then you are being persecuted. You are trying to do the right thing in the world, and people come against you. I don't want to give examples, but there are many examples you can give. Like what happened in Potiphar's house. And the enemy puts pressure on you and says, if you don't do it, you are I can't lele. Oh, better thing about lele. Believe me. Not because I'm married, though. Oh, better king on lele. And he hey, belong. Bro to lua. Yeah, so that when God comes back, the anointing of what? Anna will come upon you. So we'll be there. Oh, better. It's better than to compromise and lose your inheritance. So, or your own part taken away from this book. Let's keep reading. Next verse. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered there was no intercessor. Intercessors are needed. Ye suppliants from the rivers of Ethiopia. Therefore, his arm did what brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness did what sustained him. Next verse. For he put on what? Righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Next verse. According to their deeds, according he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the highlands, the coasts, the nations. He will repay recompense. Nobody gets away with anything. No. Yes. Legalize what I want to legalize. God is coming back. Yes. Call evil good. Is coming back. For they that fear the Lord speak often one to another. And Lord has heard. Yes. And he has opened the book of remembrance. Saying, they shall be mine from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. And I will make them my jewels. Yes. In this day, who decide between the righteous and the wicked. Him that serveth God and him that serveth none. If they like in America, let them keep quiet and not speak against all this funny stuff they are doing.
because they want to be politically correct. Nonsense and rubbish. I tell you whom you shall fear, church. He that is able to kill and send to hell. Not the judges that sat and write the gate whatever into law. They will meet God there. Fear God, folks. There's nothing they can do. Fear him that even if he judges, he will show you mercy. Don't fear those fools that don't have mercy. Next verse. So shall they what fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. Stop. I want you something here. They shall fear the name of the Lord from where? From the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. From that you can see as the glory that comes first before the fear comes. We use Jesus in secondary school, though it's not right or accurate. So the sun rises from the east and sets in the west. So how come it says, so they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, where the sun sets, and his glory from where? From the rising of the sun, from the east. So it's the glory that is going to come first before the fear comes. The glory will come first, then the fear will come from the east to the west. Are you following me? And where was I? And his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemies are coming like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. That is standard of those that are carrying the glory. Say, the rise, shine, for the light has come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Gross darkness covers you. Yea, darkness, for the light will rise upon you. And the glory shall be seen upon you. This is where we are. Let's fear God and keep his commandments. How are we going to do this? Thank God for all we share. We give God the glory. How? Very simple. Let me put it in the first point. We're going to do it by precept and by example. Let's say together, by precept and by example. So we don't go and do what Aaron did. He didn't lay a good example for his children. That showed that he didn't repent from that time he built the golden calf. He had repented when I have his children. He did not. Probably too hard, like what God said, they had idols in their own tent. A polluted priesthood. Psalm 34 verse 11. Come, you children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. It can be taught. It can be taught. But the things we elderly ones do. If you are praying and you are eating meat pie, you are teaching your child that God does not mind if you are praying in tongues and eating meat pie. You have taught him. Let me give an example that came to my heart. Brian Egan, before he died, he gave an example. He used to take his son that's in charge of ministry now, Ken Kenny Jr. He used to take him when he used to go and minister. So there was a time he was snowing, was very bad. So I think his wife's mom or so, said that he should not take Ken Jr. out because he's snowing and he's very cold. That Brian Egan was always going to minister. You know what he said? Papa Egan, I thank God for that man. I thank God. He would tell you his mistakes and would tell you the things he did. You know what he did? He said he took him. He said why he took him was because if he did not take him to that administration, that child will grow up thinking that anytime he snows, you don't have to go to church. By precept and by example. If Aaron had taught them and they have seen the reverential fear of God, the children will not. So we can learn, we can teach people. Say, come children, let me teach you the fear of the Lord. Next verse. Sorry. Second point. We choose to fear God as an act of our will. Thank God for pastor. Thank God for pastor. Thank God for pastor. I'm not saying religiously. When I got that trust. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 29. That's the prayer we pray every morning. You know why? Because we and I have been doing it. That's why we have not been consumed. When you wake up, I choose to fear God. I choose. You don't know what you are doing. You are saying it. And God is honoring it under covering. Look at what it says. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose. What was they choose? Choose. Say choose. Choose the fear of the Lord. So I don't want to continue. You can read it. Verse 30 says, what will happen to those that don't choose the fear of the Lord? But thank God we have been taught to and we continue to choose the fear of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the last point I have is by keeping God's commandments daily through operating the seven pillars of wisdom using the blood, the word, and spirit. I just packed it together. You see, even after the example that is set before you, those Aaron's rods that you see every day, pastor will always say, amen. We, some of us have to pray. We sinners, and you need not to pray. Why does that? He's giving you an example that in season, out of season, you must pray. He will say things like that, and you see him do it. Same thing with mommy. You see mommy do it. Okay, I exercise myself. She will do this. She will forgive this one. She will give this one. You see them do it. That's by precept, by example. Then when you now see that the next day you now choose to fear God by following that example. Yes, look unto Abraham and say, the rock from whence we are hewn. Don't look unto Aaron. Hey, Aaron has gone. God, forgive me. No, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 18 to 19. And it shall be. He's talking about when you get to the land and you make a king, which we are kings and priests in Christ Jesus. And it shall be when he seated upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall do what? Write him a copy of a law in this book, that love book. Let us make it so simple. In a book, that is that prayer confession, that love confession, out of which is before the priests, the Levites. Next verse. And it shall be with him. And he shall read therein all the, is it some days? All the days of his life. That what? He may learn to fear the Lord his God and to keep the words of his law and these statutes to do them. That means if you don't keep that word daily, you lose the fear of God. It can be lost. It can be lost. That's what happened to David. He lost the fear of God. He put confidence in what he had. And he said, go and number the people. He had forgotten that there was a time there were only 600 people with him. And if the Philistines, Saul could not defeat him. 600 people. He had forgotten that it's not by might, not by power, but the Spirit of the living God. That's what might and strength can do if you don't keep that word. His confidence shifted when he became king. And he put confidence in the amount of military power that he had, and God judged it in mercy. In mercy. In mercy. That's why I said, let me fall in the hands of God. And that was the right decision he did. He made. Because it was at the threshing floor of Onan that they built the temple. That's why they discovered, in the midst of all that judgment, mercy came to succor him. And he offered up, you know that story, on Onan's threshing floor. The offer of saying, I will not give unto God what will not cost me. And to Solomon, that's his temple site. That's his temple site. So I don't care wherever we find ourselves in, whether I've been chastened by the Lord. I say, lift up your hands, the hang down. Say, strengthen the weak, and say, let every root of bitterness spring up, defy many. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. Look to him for mercy. It's mercy at working. It's not like Satan. If he had to have left us years ago, some of us will be here. Let the mercy of God speak on your behalf, that you may find your temple site and build your temple, that the glory of the Lord may fill that temple. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's talk to the Lord. Let's ask God to forgive us, including myself. Keep playing that thing. Let's ask God for mercy. Let's talk to the Lord as we pray together, as we've been taught to do. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 to 14 says, this is the old duty of man. Put it there on the board. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. This is your old duty. So let us hear the conclusion of the old matter, guys. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. That's what you are called to do. That's where all the blessings are hid. Next verse. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. If it is good, it's recompense. If it is evil, it is vengeance. My eyes have seen the glory of the Domino. Let's stand to our feet. Please sing that song. Let's together. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath has fallen. He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible sweet soul. His truth is mighty. No glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. The third stanza. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Let's sing this verse. He's coming like the glory. He's coming like the glory of the morning on the web. He is wisdom to the mighty. He is succor to the brave. So the words that he is supposed to, and the soul of time is slain. Our God is marching on. Glory, hallelujah. Sing stanza three. It's very important. Yes, stanza three. My feet be quick to answer. Yes, let's sing it now. Ooh, yeah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Eyes truth is marching. Yeah, stand up for the trumpet. Yes, sound and forth the trumpet, thou shalt never call retreat. This is the last of us of men before his just receive. Hope is with my soul to answer him, be jubilant my faith. One hand on our hearts and give the other hand to the Lord. We've been talking to the Lord. We need to pray that Lord will make us a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. But say, Father, we confess our sins and so we cling with the blood. In Jesus' name, we have life. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me today, reminding me of the imminent manifestation of your glory and the fear of the Lord in your church. That translates to quick and complete obedience. I come to ask for mercy. I come to ask for grace to make me of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Therefore, I say,
I choose to fear God. So I humble myself by submitting to the will of God, even when I don't feel like it, especially in prayer, knowing the certainty of His judgment if I disobey, and the security of His mercy when I obey. So I have the humility and the ability of the mind of Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray in the spirit. Tovro musala batabo kuna musala bakuto fre. Tovro musala bakupre musala bakupre musala bakuto musheka bakupre da fre. Tovro sabo pre musheka bakal batabo kupre da fre. Tovro musheka bo. Tovro musala bakupre musala bakuto musala bakupre. Tovro musala bakupre musala bakuto fre. Tovro musala bakupre musala bakuto musala bakuto fre da bakuto fre da bakuto fre da fre. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for covering. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace to walk in the fear of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.